Hello, it's Wednesday, the fifth day of our trip. Right now I'm in Yuma, Arizona. That's in the far southwestern corner of the state, almost in Mexico and right around the Colorado River. Today we spent most of the day at the Gila River Indian Community, which is just south of Phoenix. You remember I told you before about the various dams that were made upstream of Phoenix and the big reservoirs that were held there and water diversion projects that sent water from those rivers to various farming communities in Arizona. Well, where that water used to go was down the Gila River, right where the Gila River Indians are. And so they used to have a very rich river-based economy, and now the river is dry. And so that entire economy, that entire way of life went away when the river went away. And they were very anxious to get their water back, and they're very frustrated at how long it's taken them. They've been suing the federal government for about 100 years. And in 2004, they finally came to a settlement with the federal government, which went into effect a couple of years ago in 2007. And so they now have an agreement with the government that they're going to be getting some of the water from the CAP project, the CAP project, which is the project that takes Colorado River water and brings it towards Phoenix. So it's not quite the same as getting the Gila River back, but they are going to be getting some water in these big channels. So instead of having a free-flowing river in the middle of their community, they're going to have the water coming in channels, and they'll have ways to use it. They might use it for agriculture. They might use it for a variety of other purposes, but at least it's a start for them. And we visited the community today. They showed us some slideshows of what the communities used to be like and what the geology is and why the water is the way it is there, why the groundwater is the way it is, what the terrain is like. And then they took us out on the reservation. We visited the cultural center, which is a really nice little museum. And it's beautiful. It's situated in a kind of a berm, a sort of a hill of sand and dirt and river rocks. And you go inside, and when you go through the entrance arch, if you look up there, all these little nests for swallows. You can see the swallows darting in and out of their nests. And I took a movie of that to show you. And then the inside of the museum is really lovely. It's arranged in a really nice way to feel very much like an Indian dwelling, but with a modern touch and a museum touch. And the part that I liked the best, other than the architecture, which I'll show you pictures of, was a wonderful exhibit on baskets. And normally I don't go nuts about baskets, but these are incredibly beautiful patterns, beautifully woven, gorgeous spirals and swirls and mazes and just really lovely to look at. I could have spent an hour looking at each one of them, and that was really nice. And then we went out on the reservation and we saw various areas that they're hoping might be farmland, and we saw some areas where the canals are coming in, and they showed us the differences between one side of the road and the other. On one side of the road is the reservation, which is very, very dry, and on the other side are these housing communities where they take an awful lot of water and they make golf courses and lawns and fountains and so on. And it's quite a contrast. But they're hoping now to be able to restore their community a little bit now that they're going to be getting some water back. And a number of people spoke to us. There was a wonderful person who spoke for quite a long time to one of the Terrascopers and told stories of her childhood and her grandparents and her community. And they were lovely, wonderful stories. But afterwards, when we were talking to her about how we were going to be using the tape, she was very reluctant to have it used in a radio program. She really was telling the stories in order to tell them to the particular person she was telling them to, one-on-one. You know, these stories are for you. And she thought the tape was okay because the Terrascoper would be able to share the stories with the rest of us. And she's fine with the stories being shared with the rest of us who visited, who saw her place. But she doesn't want it to just go out to the whole world, which I understand. It's too bad because it's beautiful, and I think the rest of the world that heard it would have real sympathy and empathy for her and for her community. But that's what she wants. She wanted to be telling the story to a particular group of people, not to strangers that she can't ever see, and I respect that. Another person who spoke to us is somebody who helps landowners within the community to find the plots of land that they're entitled to, and to discuss with them how to handle water rights, because now that they want to put canals and pipelines through the reservation, they need to pay royalties to the people whose land they're going through. And she talked to us a little bit about the difference between the old community that was based on the Gila River and the newer community, and just how major the change has been. And here's what she had to say.
And when we were over at the Hougoum Heritage Center, you saw all of the baskets that are there. All of the material that was used to make those baskets grew along the river, willow, the cattail, all of those materials are no longer here because the river's no longer here. And so it is our hope that if we do eventually get water back into the river, that some of those crafts and some of creating those baskets again will come back to our people.
Well, from the Gila River Indian community, we drove a long way, all the way down to Yuma. And it's a long drive, goes through the Sonoran Desert National Monument. And when you go through there, it's a big, flat desert, lots of cactus, lots of low scrub, lots of sand and dirt, and pretty flat, and then some big, big mountains, tabletop-type mountains and peak-type mountains and some very beautiful areas. And then you see some farmland, very, very green because it's planted in alfalfa. And then eventually you get to Yuma. And it was a long drive. We got here. We relaxed a little bit. We went out and had a very nice dinner at a place called Burgers and Beer. Most of us had burgers, and a few people had beer, but only the instructors. The students had soda. And that was very nice. We came back and had a fun presentation by some of the students. This time, instead of music accompanying their slideshow, they just played some audio of me telling a story at dinner the other night. So I'll see if I can get that slideshow to show you. And after that, we had a logging party where the radio students went and logged their tape. They listened to their tape, and they wrote down what was in the tape so they'd know how to find it later. And on the way to the hotel, I had seen that there was a 24-hour diner. And a couple of the members of the radio group have never been to a diner. So after the logging party at around midnight, we went out to the diner for milkshakes. And we came back. And now I'm going to go to bed. Good night.